Cinéphile. Roslyn Hyams.
Hello and thanks for joining me for the latest Cinéphile. Well, who won the Golden Bear Award at the Berlin International Film Festival this year? We'll be hearing from the man himself, director Nadav Lapid from Israel, talking about Synonym, an offbeat Franco-Israeli movie which wowed the Berlinale jury led by French actress Juliette Binoche. And another prize-winning film in focus, Compañeros, or Comrades, a Uruguay-Franco-Dutch co-production about the 12 years one of Uruguay's recent presidents spent in jail during the military dictatorship in the 1970s because he was a prominent member of the leftist guerrilla. Both of the films released in France at the end of March.
Ça tourne. Cinéphile. Guest of the month.
We're really lucky to have outstanding Spanish actor Antonio de la Torre as our special guest this month. He plays José Mujica, known as Pepe, in Álvaro Brechner's Compañeros, whose English title is A 12-Year Night. Brechner's film has scooped some 25 awards in festivals at home and abroad, including in the Horizon section in Venice, Goya's in Spain, and most recently here in France at the Valenciennes Festival in March, where it impressed the audience particularly.
¿Cuál es su nombre?
Eleuterio Fernández Huidobro. Mauricio Rosenkopf.
José Alberto Mujica.
Retírese.
A 12-Year Night is about three Tupamaros leftist rebels imprisoned by the military dictatorship. The film skims over the war between the guerrilla and the junta and focuses on the way three of the leftist rebels managed to survive 12 years of almost solitary imprisonment, half-starved, tortured in other ways, and how they were moved again and again from one garrison jail to another dungeon. In real life, it was more than three. Uruguayan Brechner has said his aim was to explore and highlight human capacity for resilience and resistance. He said his film's not really about political issues. Let's hear more from an insider, actor Antonio de la Torre.
Take one.
Thank you very much for speaking to us today. You play one of the lead roles in Álvaro Brechner's Compañeros, and in English, I think it's Comrades, but the film title is actually The 12-Year Night.
Yeah, that's it.
And you play alongside Chino Darín and Alfonso Tort, and the film is set in Uruguay. The three of you play leftist Tupamaros rebels and rebels who were quashed by the military in 1972-1973. So this story is about these three men who are going to go on to become, two of them particularly, leading politicians. One of them, your character actually, Pepe Mujica,
yeah,
the president of Uruguay. You're among the three men were among nine rebels who were taken captive at that time and who were sort of held hostage by the military dictatorship to prevent the other members of the Tupamaros rebels from carrying out any more actions against the state.
That's what the dictator said. The real purpose we don't really know, probably to win the war. It happens in the real, and we have it in the movie, that at one point the military said to them that we can't kill you because it's too late, you are so popular, but we are going to make you crazy. And they began to make a sort of experiment, so putting them in isolation and deprivation of the sensorial features. And it's happening, it works. So they were isolated themselves, so in some way they couldn't talk to each other, obviously, because they couldn't barely see it.
And they were cut off from their families, they were completely cut
absolutely
off from the outside world.
Yeah, absolutely. And they couldn't. In fact, they didn't see in between themselves in 10 years, in 2-3 meters between them, but they couldn't talk to in between them, and they couldn't see them. And two of them, Rosenkopf and Huidobro, invented a system, a sort of telegraph system to talk. So, and it was an escape. But Mujica didn't. And Mujica became crazy.
What inspired you to take up this role?
First thing is how a person can survive, what a person can resist. It's like something that really makes me think about the limits of the humankind. In fact, I asked Pepe, how could you resist? How did you keep yourself to finish that hell? And he said, I all the time had the security that one day I will be back to freedom and I will be back to make political things. So it's like he had a purpose. So
you were able to meet him and talk to him in preparation for this role.
Yeah. I went to Uruguay 4 times. I had several meetings with people for the Uruguay movement to try to get the accent, obviously, because it's not the same accent. And the most important thing to understand the cultural and the political situation.
When you finished making this film, after this experience, did it leave a different impression on you?
Not so much for the experience of the acting, especially for the experience of meeting Mujica. I went to his house. He's living in a humble flat of 50 meters. I've been in that toilet. I think he is living like a poor man. It's simple. He said something very inspiring to me. He said that when you buy something, you don't pay with money. You pay with the time that you waste when gaining this money.
That's interesting in relation to the film that we see that unfolds over these 12 years, because particularly in the first part of the film where we see some very cruel scenes, the sense of passage of time is excruciatingly long.
Yeah, the experience of that character of isolation and privation of sensory things makes them to live in a sort of mixing of past, present and future. It's like, this is the reason of the title of the 12 years night, because it's like, you don't really know which day is today, you don't really know how time passed, you don't really know. I remember once Mujica told us, I remember the rats, he said that the rats used to come at 1 a.m., in the middle of the night. So things like that gave us the idea what time of the day we were, but we didn't really know it.
You obviously did know what time of day it was, but you also spent time in isolation. There's only one scene in the film where all three of you, all three captives, are actually together. You're not dialoguing, you're always talking to yourself, apart from, as you mentioned, this telegraphic knocking language.
For the actors, we have actually one thing. We lose, the three of us, we lose 15 kilos for the process, which means we were all the time, I remember when we were seated on the rest hall for the actors before shooting, we barely talked because we were really like tired. And when we talked, we were talking about same topic, food. Oh, the conversation for food. What do you eat? What, you are going to eat something? No, in one day we will eat. So it's like an obsession. So that process help us to think about the craziness, about the obsession, about them. And yes, and we didn't barely have a connection with each other.
How did you react when you saw the completed film for the first time?
I cry a lot. I felt very emotional. I had a very, very amazing experience with that movie. I had it's one of the most interesting things that happened in my life. Having the chance to go to Uruguay, to meet that people, to meet that kind of people with a so high level of morality. The way of Mujica living is the real challenge of nowadays for humankind, because we have a climate crisis. And I think we need to change our way of life.
Antonio de la Torre, thank you very much for speaking to us today about this film, and we wish you all the very best.
Thank you very much.
José Mujica later became president. Football wizard Eleuterio Fernández Huidobro, known as Nato, rose to become a defense minister. And Maurizio Rosenkopf, who was a writer, continued writing and became a local politician for culture.
Saturne, Cinéphile. RFI's Movie Pick.
As the title suggests, words have a special place in Synonym, our film of the month. The hero or anti-hero Yoav reels off a string of words he's learned by heart, which are pejorative adjectives he uses to describe his home country after fleeing to France and after deciding to become French, swearing never to utter a word of Hebrew again.
Fuir cet état méchant, abominable Dieu, lamentable, répugnant, détestable, abruti, étriqué, bas d'esprit, bas de cœur.
Lapi's relationship with France, however, has a long personal as well as film career history.
I guess that deeply this film also is very Israeli focused, but sometimes you need to go to the moon in order to have a better view on Earth. So it's a little bit, sometimes you have to go to Paris to have a better view on Israel, although it's not only about Israel. Yeah, I mean, I had a graduation movie when I was in film school. The title was La Petite Amie d'Emile, Emile's Girlfriend. It played in Cannes in 2006. And it's strange because it's a little bit like the second part of Synonyms. It's like Yoav 2 years after he went back to Israel, and after his connection with Emil was cut. This took place in Tel Aviv, but most of the film is in French. So this was a kind of way of practicing it. But afterwards, yeah, it's the first time I'm doing a feature film in French.
Je ne veux pas travailler.
Je suis arrivé en France pour fuir Israël. Les ducs, les duchesses, les princes, les princesses.
Lapid co-wrote the Franco-Israeli film with his father, Chaim, and edited it with his late mother, Era. The pair of them, Nadav and Chaim, are wicked wits, toying with the image of the French New Wave's new generation in the 2000s, ambiguously sensual pseudo-intellectual Parisian set, as well as caricatures of a certain kind of rough Israeli and portrait of a repentant French Jew. All the characters are definitely larger than life, but credible nonetheless. Tom Mercier plays a semi-autobiographical Lapid. The young actors Quentin Dolmer as the bourgeois pseudo-writer Émile and Louise Chevillot as the frosty Caroline are oh so French.
Les ducs, les duchesses, les princes, les princesses. La vie est sublime.
La France, la France. Tu connais qui comme français à part nous deux?
Céline Dion.
My aim wasn't to put my life on the screen, but to use it as a material. But I was myself like all the Israelis. I was the age of 18 years old. I began my military service. It was 3 years and a half. And if I relate it to previous films, there's a very early age when you understand the soldiers are much better than poets. So
soldiers are better than?
Poets. So you understand what's important in life. I'm saying it better, but what's important in life as a soldier is, I don't know, to run quickly, to shoot precisely, not to think about death, and to be courageous and stupid. So I was a good soldier, ignorant of death, of the notion of death, and thinking about nothing. And then the strong thing about it is that one day it's finished, and you go back to your place in a way as if nothing happened. I mean, and then the same evening you have a drink with friends and you start to work. And I started to work in the newspaper and to study philosophy and to write novels. And I was having fun and partying. And I think this is a very powerful thing, because the thing is abnormal, but it looks normal because the whole country is doing it. So if everyone is doing it, so it's normal. And I think that in a way, when you turn the abnormal to normal, this is the moment when the monster is starting to grow. And after 1 year or 1 year and a half like this, really, quite abruptly, I felt like illumination. Like I understood that I must run away to save my soul as quickly as possible. Maybe it's already too late to leave Israel, never to come back. I felt as I'm not a believer, but I felt as if I heard a voice, or if I felt like the only lucid person in surrounded by blind people, or maybe like a sailor on the Titanic who understands suddenly where all of this is going to. So I maybe 10 days later I landed in Charles de Gaulle, and with a bit of French, without having any concrete plans, but with the enormous program to change myself, to stop being Israeli and becoming French, and to die and to live in Paris and to never come back. And I stopped talking in Hebrew, and maybe once a month or 2 months I was talking to my parents on phone in English. They were talking in Hebrew, but I was answering in English.
Go away, Dad.
I'm going away. You won't find me.
And I passed strange years in Paris, where big amount of the things that happened in the, that are described in the film really happened, all sort of levels. The reason I used my experience is because I imagine that each, in a way, each human being's experience is a way to observe existence. I think it's evident, but the deep inside, I mean, these questions of our identity, is our identity is a prison, or we can change it, it's exchange, we are free to, it's things that a lot of us deal with.
Partir, repartir.
Poi, t'as pas ça, va?
Attends, c'est bon. Rouler, bien rouler, surtout en parlant d'une femme.
In a way, I have this urge to try to dig inside what I see as a kind of collective, Israeli collective soul. Because also like synonyms, it's, I don't think it, I mean, it's, maybe it's political, but it's not really political movie, because it's not political, let's say, in the classical term, because the question is not who will be the next prime minister, and Yoav is running away from Israel because I think that the collective soul, the existential music of this place is cursed, and not because he has a problem with the Israeli politics here or there. It's much more broad. And then I ask myself, what do you care so much about the Israeli collective soul? The world is huge. Israel is a tiny country. Okay, I was born there, but I mean, why? I mean, I ask myself, why do I deal with it? And I guess that it goes beyond, because my interpretation of Israeli collective soul is always related to masculinity. Is it really like this? I believe so. But maybe it's because I'm also fascinated by this question of what does it mean to be a man.
Parce qu'il n'y a pas de religion.
Abjuré, parjuré, abhorré.
Parce que Dieu n'existe pas.
This satire is produced by Maren Ader, the director of the 2016 surprising and touching German social comedy Tony Erdmann. Lapid's synonym, more than Tony Erdmann, is sure to create sparks as it pokes fun with few holds barred.
Cinephile.
Well, that's all we have time for in this month's Cinephile. Thanks to Nadav Lapid for his film Synonym, and also to Antonio De La Torre and Alvaro Breckner for the film A 12-Year Night. Thank you for listening. Join me again very soon for another Cinephile on rfienglish.com.
Cinephile.
À mon avis, quand une chose n'est pas sérieuse, on dit c'est du cinéma.
Dr. Strangelove, do we have anything like that?
Pourquoi vous pensez qu'on ne prend pas le cinéma au sérieux?
You talking to me?
Rex, you're not in 3D.
Well, of course I'm in 3D. On n'est pas bien. Tu dis ça, les cousins.
You never know what you're going to get.
Cinephile. Roslyn Hyams.